Joining me right now, I have Martin Babkian, and we're talking about the, the weather. And Martin, thanks for your time today.
Thank you very much, Shane.
Well, Martin, we've had some rain, but it's been pretty much on the coast, and many farmers, particularly west of the Barrington Tops, are in much need of some decent rain.
Definitely. This is one of the most important part of when we talk about neutral conditions in Australia, a unique continent. Neutral conditions means nothing for us. Either you're going to have rain, or you're going to have no rain, or you're going to have drought, you're going to have no drought. It's all different times, different weather conditions play a very important role in our weather patterns. What I'm trying to do, I'm trying to give a short-term rain deficiency in Southeast Australia, how this thing is going to develop. So the rain is very much below average across New South Wales right now, and in South Australia, and in Victoria, and in Tasmania. Rainfall was the lowest on the record for the month of April. A number of stations, we're looking at weather stations, number of stations, New South Wales stations, Victoria stations, the lowest on the record, the rain in some of these places. For Southern Australia as a whole, the rainfall was the third lowest on their record. So you can see how rain deficiencies is playing an important role in Australia. The first quarter of 2018 has been marked by the extended period of dry weather for much of mainland Southeast Australia, which is affecting New South Wales, our land. It's in this year, our state. It's becoming affecting us completely, dry situations. January to April was seventh driest period in Southeast Australia for the whole area. So you can see this deficiency. What I'm trying to do, I'm trying to highlight these issues for farmers' communities. If any farming community wants to listen to Bucket Radio, if they need more about their farming, they can give us where the farm is, which area, location, so we could include them into our forecast, so everybody could have benefit from our weather forecasting system. Well, that's the reason I'm doing this forecast, for that reason. Compared to the previous drought statements, rainfall deficiencies have increased slightly in both part of Australia. And for me, which I do analysis on this one, the low layer of soil moisture was below average in April across much of Southeast Australia and much of New South Wales, much of Victoria. And the soil moisture is very, very low in New South Wales, Victoria, and in Tasmania. So this is a very important role. For that reason, I do a soil moisture in my forecast, include what sort of soil moisture is in my forecast. So I'm giving you 2 weeks outlook. The weather situation is unique at this stage, for this time of the year. There's a strong high-pressure system. It's going to be dominating the weather patterns in our New South Wales, developing another ridge across New South Wales, and ridge is going to extend right to the state. It means conditions are whole week, 2 weeks, dry conditions in this area, but on the coastal fringe, between coast and Gloucester, and Barrington, there is some chance of rain on the coastal fringe only. Nothing western part of the ranges, nothing inland. So I'll give you the weather forecast for the area. I'd just like to work it out, how it's going to work for the 2 weeks' time. Looking week one, starting from 16th of May till 22nd of May. That's first week. Wednesday, 16th of May, light rain showers possible on the coastal fringe. About 1.5 to 2 millimeters. I don't even call it showers. Few drops. It's not going to even call it showers. Humidity 55%, 1.5 millimeters, if there's any showers at this stage. Soil moisture 21%, soil temperature 13 degrees. On Thursday, few cloud, maximum 20, humidity 44%, and soil moisture 21%, soil temperature 14 degrees. On Friday, it's going to be sunny, maximum 20, humidity 36%. On Saturday, few cloud, maximum 20 degrees, and then looking at the humidity 42%. On Sunday, sunny, maximum 19 degrees, humidity 44%. On Monday, sunny, 21 degrees, humidity 36%. On Tuesday, sunny, maximum 19, humidity 36%. Looking for soil moisture the whole week from 16th of May to 22nd of May, soil moisture is about 21%, soil temperature is about 13 degrees. Nothing has changed. because there's no rain, no changes in soil temperatures. Looking at week two, from 23rd to 29th of May, looking at situations becoming slightly different here. On Wednesday, the 23rd of May, sunny, maximum 21, humidity 43%, and then soil moisture is becoming 15%, soil temperature 13 degrees. On Thursday, few clouds, maximum 22, humidity 49%, soil moisture is 15%, soil temperature 15 degrees. On Friday, few clouds, maximum 23, relative humidity 73%, soil moisture 17%, soil temperature 15 degrees. On Saturday, it's a good news. I'm hoping this is going to be a right, correct forecast. On Saturday, the 26th, we're going to get some rain. Maximum 23 degrees. Humidity rising to 68%. I'll say about 10 to 11 millimeters of rain. Soil moisture is going to rise to 21%. Soil temperature 16 degrees. On Sunday, few clouds. Maximum 24. Humidity 53%. On Monday, the 28th, there's rain. Maximum temperature 18 degrees. That's about 9 millimeters of rain. Humidity 55%. On Tuesday, rain. Maximum temperature 17 degrees. And then humidity 60%. I would say about 5 to 8 millimeters of rain. So it's looking at all conditions. Only rain is going to happen in week 2 after Saturday, the 26th.
Martin, thanks so much for this wonderful weather analysis, and we do thank you for your hard work, and we look forward to talking with you in a fortnight's time.
Thank you very much.
That's Martin Babigan. If you'd like to ask Martin a question, you can email support@bucketsradio.com.au. And for more information and all the resources on our webpage, go to bucketsradio.com.au.